Our epistle for this feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verses 22 to 35. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways, before he made anything from the beginning. I was set up from eternity and of old, before the earth was made. The depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out. The mountains with their huge bulk had not yet been established before the hills I was brought forth. He had not as yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was present. When with a certain law and compass he enclosed the depths, when he established the sky above and poised the fountains of waters, when he compassed the sea with its bounds and set a law to the waters, that they should not pass their limits, when he balanced the foundations of the earth, I was with him forming all things, and I was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world, and my delight was to be with the children of men. Now therefore, children, hear me. Blessed are they who keep my ways, hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man who hears me, and who watches daily at my gates, and waits at the post of my doors. He who shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. The book of the origin of Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot Judas and his brethren. Judas begot Phares and Zara of Tamar. Phares begot Esron. Esron begot Aram. And Aram begot Aminadab. Aminadab begot Naasan. Naasan begot Salmon. Salmon begot Booz of Rahab. Booz begot Obed of Ruth. Obed begot Jesse. Jesse begot David the king. And David the king begot Solomon of the former wife of Urias. Solomon begot Rehoboam. Rehoboam begot Abiah. Abiah begot Asa. And Asa begot Josaphat. Joseph begot Joram. Joram begot Ozias. And Ozias begot Joatham. Joatham begot Achaz. Achaz begot Ezekias. And Ezekias begot Manasses. Manasses begot Amon. Amon begot Josias. And Josias begot Jeconias, and his brother at the time of the carrying away to Babylon. And after the carrying away to Babylon, Jeconias begot Zelathiel. Zelathiel begot Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begot Abiud. Abiud begot Eliakim. Eliakim begot Azor, and Azor begot Sadok. Sadok begot Akim. Akim begot Eliud, and Eliud begot Eleazar. Eleazar begot Mathon. Mathon begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, and of her was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. He who shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, today is the feast of the Nativity of our Blessed Mother, outranking the Sunday. There are three birthdays that we celebrate in the liturgical year. Of course, Christmas, our Lord's birthday, the birthday of our Savior and our Redeemer. St. John the Baptist, the precursor of the Redeemer, and our Blessed Mother. All three, of course, were born without original sin. Our Lord never had it. St. John the Baptist was cleansed of it in his mother's womb at the visitation, and our Blessed Mother was preserved from it on account of the merits of the son that she would bear. An interesting fact about the lineage of our Blessed Mother is Joachim's line can be traced back to Abraham, through the line of Judah, David, the king. St. Anne, the mother of Mary, her lineage can be traced back to Aaron, the Levites, where the priesthood came from. So we see here the priest and the king. Our Lord comes from a line. It is important for us, I think, here to understand what it is that we actually celebrate. After the Heavenly Father has given to us His Son, we celebrate today a most precious gift, second only to that, in that formed from before time in the mind of God, our Blessed Mother has had place. Not just to give birth to our Lord, but to be the mother of us all. Today we celebrate the feast of a great gift given to us, preserved from original sin, not for her own benefit, of course, a prerogative of Christ. God was to be born of her, and no sin. Could be a part of God ever. Through her, the Redeemer of the world was to come. But through her, we would have a most easy way of going back to our Heavenly Father. You see, she was given to us. Next Sunday, we celebrate the Feast of the Seven Sorrows of our Blessed Mother. Feast of the Seven Sorrows, celebrated in Lent as well. And on that feast day, we are met with contrition and sadness in the hurt that we have caused our Divine Lord and His Holy Mother by our sins, by our offenses. But in September, we celebrate the Feast of the Seven Sorrows honoring our Blessed Mother as our mother, who gave us life, the birth pains that she felt at Calvary when she became our spiritual mother. When our Lord says to John, and through John through the centuries to us, "Behold your mother." It is important, I think, that on these feasts of our Blessed Mother, we understand what it is that we celebrate. And we check our devotion to see if it's true. Are we devotees, true devotees of our Blessed Mother? Do we give her honor? Are we faithful in our recitation of the Holy Rosary, this weapon that she gave to us through her servant Dominic, in order so that we can have victories over our adversary, the devil? And have an easier time as we meditate on these mysteries and we call to her to petition for us to win the victories that we need to win in order for us to get to our true home, which is heaven. On this Sunday after Pentecost, which we commemorate today, the gospel that's given to us is the gospels of the 10 lepers. It is a gospel of gratitude. Our Lord complains about the lack of gratitude. Oh, a great miracle occurs. They came to our Lord with their limbs infected in a horrible state that only leprosy can put a man. And they beg him to cure him. He tells them to go show themselves to the priests. And on the way there, they get cured. What an astonishing moment that must have been for them. The nine, with joy in their heart over their newfound gift, no doubt, went on their way, did as he instructed. We have no reason to question. But the one took pause, turned back around, went to our Lord, and thanked him. And our Lord says, "Were not 10 made clean? Where are the other 9? We all have leprosy, spiritual leprosy. We were born, like it says in Scripture, "In sin did my mother conceive me." We have a fallen human nature. And just like our Lord tells the lepers to go show themselves to the priest, he tells us, "Behold your mother." Have her as your advocate. How many of us are grateful and show gratitude for this great gift that he gives us, giving to us his own mother to be our mother? How many of us utilize this gift properly, calling upon her each day, every day? Here is a practice that I would encourage you all to do if you don't already do it. Of course, the rosary. But every morning and every night, pray 3 Hail Marys. It doesn't take that long. Add the Memorare to it. Make it a habit, no matter what else you do throughout the day. You pray those 3 Hail Marys. Don't just say them. Pray them. Call upon your mother to be a part of your day. Call upon your mother to protect you at night. among these devotions, let us do others. We have talked about before spiritual reading. There are many books about our Blessed Mother. That we should take time to read. If you're not familiar with the messages of Fatima or other apparitions, our Blessed Mother comes to men in a special way to give us a message, a warning, and a way. Will we be neglectful and dismissive? Or will we take the time to read the message, to understand the reason why she came, and to strive to follow the way that she shows? Will we be faithful, not only praying the rosary, but wearing the scapular? What a promise that brings. She died faithfully wearing the scapular. Her promise is this: you shall not suffer eternal fire. Oh, it just irritates. And we have a bunch of excuses. I can't tell you how many times I've heard these excuses. Really? Suffer eternal fire? You can have a promise from our Blessed Mother that she will not allow it? If you faithfully wear the scapular, make use of the sacramental, oh, not as a good luck charm, but as a symbol of your devotion to her, that you identify her as your mother. It's not sufficient enough. For us just to come to church that's called St. Mary's, or for us to know the Hail Mary, we have to be true devotees of our Blessed Mother. And we have to perfect that devotion. In today's scripture, from the book of Proverbs, it states, "He who shall find me shall find life." That's why it's important for us to pay attention to the messages of our Blessed Mother. To do that spiritual reading, to utilize these gifts given to us of the rosary, the scapular. St. Dominic said, one day through the rosary and the scapular, the world will be saved. What a promise. He who shall find me shall find life and shall have salvation from the Lord. How can she say that? Remember when Elizabeth went to our Blessed Mother and says, "Blessed art thou among women. How is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" And our Blessed Mother said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." She's always pointing to Him. Whenever we go to her, she takes you to Him. When you have the non-Catholic talk about, you Catholics worship our Blessed Mother. No, we don't. We honor her with the honor that we're supposed to honor a mother as. And the most perfect of mothers, His mother, who He gave to us. We don't adore her. We honor her. And we pray to her and we ask her to pray for us now and at the hour of our death. So let us check our devotion today. Let us be grateful for this great gift that our Lord gave to us right before He died on Calvary. Let us call upon our mother. Let us celebrate her birthday today. Let us give her the gift of our love and our petitions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.